Chateau d'If is a fortress located on the eponymous island of the Fraile archipelago in the Mediterranean Sea. This famous fortification, thanks to the work of the great Dumas, belongs to the French department of Bouches-du-Rhône. It is only a mile away from Marseille and can be easily seen from the city's waterfront called Corniche. Looking at the white castle, bathed in sunlight and washed by azure waters, it is hard to believe that in the past it housed a prison. In the Middle Ages, the small limestone island of If served as a refuge for pirates and bandits. But in 1516, Francis I decided to build a fortress on it to protect Marseille from invaders. The construction lasted from 1524 to 1531. The new castle had a menacing appearance, but according to military engineers, it was completely unsuitable for defense for several reasons. Firstly, its walls were hastily built of very weak stone. And secondly, the design itself was not very successful, the building was small and did not allow for attacks from all sides. The stability and functionality of the fortress could not be tested in practice since it was never attacked throughout its history. Although there is a legend that Charles V, upon seeing it, changed his mind about attacking Marseille. This means that the Chateau d'If did have some defensive power. The foundation of the three-story fort with a total area of 30,000 square meters is a rock. The structure has a square shape with a width of 28 meters. In its three corners, there are round towers with embrasures, Mogava, St. Christopher, and St. Jome. The bastions are connected to each other by a wide terrace, under which is located an internal two-level courtyard well. The lower tier, cut into the rock, houses the chambers and kitchen, while the upper one contains the casemates. In the center of the courtyard is an ancient well with an oak wheel, a chain, and a bucket. To the right of the castle's exit are the Vauban barracks, a guardroom where a garrison of soldiers stayed for a long time. There is also a church and a lighthouse on the fortress grounds. Since 1580, the Chateau d'If became an official state prison and gradually acquired the reputation as the most terrifying place of confinement in the Old World. The people of Marseille called it their annoying neighbor. They didn't like having such a facility near their city. It was almost impossible to escape from the fortress. The chambers cut into the rock, the powerful bars, the sharp stones along the building's perimeter, and the strong currents in the coastal waters all deprived the prisoners of any hope of gaining their freedom. It is worth noting that only the poor and dangerous criminals were kept in the harsh conditions of the Chateau d'If. They were placed in the dungeon, lower chambers without windows, ventilation, or sources of light. After their death, the prisoners' bodies were wrapped in cloth and thrown into the sea. For a certain fee, the wealthy were provided with more comfortable apartments in the upper part of the fortress. From their windows, one could see the sea and the sun. In addition, wealthy prisoners were allowed to walk on the terrace of the main tower. As a prison, the Chateau d'If functioned until 1830. According to historical sources, over the course of 250 years, at least 3,500 prisoners passed through its walls, most of whom ended their days there. Among them were many Protestants, who in the 16th century were considered almost the main enemies of the state. Politicians, members of the monarchy's enemies, bandits, murderers, and so on were also imprisoned there. The Chateau d'If was a place of imprisonment for many nobles and historical figures. The first prisoner of the terrible prison is considered to be Chevalier Anselm, accused of a conspiracy against the king. He did not spend much time in the cell. Documents testify that the nobleman committed suicide. At one time, Honoré de Mirabeau, one of the greatest orators in French history and a revolutionary figure, languished in the fortress's cells. He spent 6 months in prison. It is known that Mirabeau was kept in a luxurious cell and even held receptions. Jean-Baptiste Chateau, captain of the ship Saint-Antoine, was a prisoner of the Chateau d'If. While traveling from Lebanon to Marseille, he brought the plague to the city, which claimed many lives. This crime was committed unintentionally, but the captain was still sentenced to imprisonment. The ideologue of the French Revolution, General Kleber, visited the gloomy fortress, though after his death. His coffin remained in the dungeons for almost 20 years. The last prisoner of the Chateau d'If was Gaston Crémieux, the leader of the Paris Commune. He was brought to the cell in 1871, already after the official closure of the prison. It was there that he was shot. The French historian Alain Decoux ironically noted that the Chateau d'If gained incredible popularity thanks to two prisoners, Edmond Dantès, the fictional character created by Alexandre Dumas, and the mysterious Iron Mask, a prisoner who actually existed but was never held in the described prison. Nevertheless, the managers of the museum complex on the island of If today use the literary fame of the castle to the fullest. Tourists visiting the fortress are shown a cell on the first floor, where supposedly the main character of the novel The Count of Monte Cristo resided, a man with incredible willpower, unjustly convicted and able to take revenge on his offenders. This prison is connected by a secret passage with another room mentioned in the book, the cell of Abbé Faria, who was a friend and mentor of Dantès. It is worth noting that the priest was a real person with an interesting fate, but he was not imprisoned in the Château d'If. The fortress houses an exhibition of materials related to Dumas' work and The Name of Monte Cristo, as well as various film adaptations of the novel. One of the casemates on the second floor is presented as the prison of the Iron Mask. The identity of this historical figure is still unclear. It is known that he was held in various prisons during the time of Louis XIV, and a mask, not made of metal but of velvet, was constantly worn on his face. The most popular version is that the mysterious prisoner was the twin brother of the French king. This hypothesis is described in Dumas' novel The Vicomte of Bragelonne. Since 1890, the Château d'If has been open to tourists. After World War II, the upper part of the structure, which was shelled, was restored, and the whole has retained its original appearance.